This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Upon death, the person will know his place in hellfire or paradise. When the person dies, an angel comes. And the angel of death, is the one who is responsible to take the soul out. So who's the person who's in charge of taking the souls out? Zakallah. The angel of death. There is no proof at all that the angel of death is named Azrael. There is no dalil for that. There is no proof for that. Also, the angel of death, he's one, but he can take the soul of so many people at the same time. And this is a unique ability, actually. Millions of people can die at the same time by the angel of death. Also, the angel of death, when he takes the soul, he gives it to another angels with him. If this soul among the believers, the soul will be taken to paradise, or it will be taken to... It will be taken by these angels, or the Prophet said, they have very shining face, they're good looking, and they have a garment from Jannah, they put it in it. And of the soul of the disbeliever, wrongdoer, among the bad ones, it will be shredded in a kafan from the hellfire, a garment made in the hellfire. As for the believer, the Prophet ﷺ said that when the soul leaves the body, Al-Hadith ibn Nasa'i and other, the soul will travel all the way through the heavens. For the believer, they will go through until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every angel will say, what a good smell. And they will mention the name of this person. They will mention by the name that he used to love the most. As for the wrongdoers and disbelievers, the gate of the heavens will be closed and it will be left to be dropped to the earth. The believer, their soul will be returned back. The Prophet ﷺ said, the souls of the person will be above the body, When the body will be taken to the grave, it will not re-enter the body, but it will be above it. And then when the persons will see the angel of death coming to take his soul, in this moment, the person who loves to meet Allah, Allah will love to meet him. And when a person hates to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or she hates to meet Allah in that moment, Allah will hate to meet them. And that's, in that moment, that's what this hadith means. The mu'min, he will be giving the glad tidings of the following.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون.
Two things. Don't be worried and don't be sad. Don't be worried about the future. And don't be sad about what you're leaving behind your back. and this is beautiful news. Then the Jannah, give them the glad tidings of Jannah, the glad tidings of Jannah. When the person will be replaced in his grave, the Prophet ﷺ said, يَأْتِيهِ مَلَكَانِ أَسْوَدَانِ أَزْرَقَانِ. He will be approached by two angels, black and blue. قال بعض أهل العلم أسودانِ من حيث اللون أزرقانِ من حيث العين وهي لا يجتمعان في الدنيا. He said that his skin, or he is a black angel, and the eyes of this angels are blue. His eyes are blue. Or they said he's dark skin between black and blue. But some scholars said, no, the blue is a description for the eyes, and the black is a description for the look of that angels. And the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّكُمْ تُفْتَنُونَ فِي قُبُورِكُمْ فِتْنَةً قَرِيبَةً مِنْ قَرِيبًا فِتْنَةِ الدَّجَّالِ. That this trial of the grave is very similar to the trial of the false Messiah. How hard the former Messiah is, that's how hard this trial is. These two angels, which is so many ahadith came in related to this. Wall asked the person three questions. Who is your Lord? Who is your Prophet? And what is your religion? Before that, when the person will be replaced in his grave or in her grave, the grave, subhanAllah, له ضمه أخوان عظيمة. The grave pressed the person. The Prophet ﷺ, when he buried his Umm Kulthum, who is Umm Kulthum? His daughter. When he buried her, إِنَّ بِي صَلَّمْ, pulled back. And he said, إِنَّ لِلْقَبْرِ لَظَمْهَ. Al-Qabr pressed the dead. And this is his own daughter. Also, إِنَّ بِي صَلَّمْ دَفَنَ غُلَامًا مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ. A child from Al-Ansar. When he buried him, إِنَّ بِي صَلَّمْ said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ لِلْقَبْرِ لَظَمْهَ. He asked protection from Allah. He said, the grave just pressed him. And also he said, إِنَّ لِلْقَبْرِ لَظَمَّهْ لَوْ نَجَى مِنْهَا أَحَدْ لَنَجَى مِنْهَا سَعْدُ بْنِ مُعَادٍ. If there is anybody can escape that squeeze, that press of the grave, will be Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, the one whose funeral was witnessed by 70,000 angels praying for him. But still, the press of the grave happened to him. Nobody will be saved from this. And the person, as I said, if he or she will be replaced in their grave, these angels come and ask him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah 14, verse 27, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support the believer with the right answers in the dunya and in the akhirah. In the dunya, in the grave. In the akhirah, in the day of judgment. In the day of judgment. These angels, well, they're known as Munkar wa Nakir. Munkar wa Nakir. They're known as Munkar wa Nakir. In the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, يَأْتِيهِ مَلَكَانِ أَسْوَدَانِ أَزْرَقَانِ يُقَالُ لِأَحَدِهِمَا مُنْكَرْ وَالْآخَرُ نَكِيرْ. So we know their names. They are Munkar and Nakir. Al-ulama discussed the issue, these questions, are they going to be directed to every person? There is any people who will be saved from these questions? Or every human will be? First of all, as for the kuffar, are they going to be asked or not? The correct opinion, yes, they will be asked. Yes, they will be asked, as Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, shows this over what Ibn Abdul Barr or Al-Hakim al-Tirmidhi and Al-Siyuti said, no, the kuffar will not be asked. But that's not true. They will be asked. Because also in one of the narrations that the Prophet ﷺ said, وَالْفَاجِرُ وَفِي رِوَيَ الْكَافِرُ كَيَقُولُ هَا هَا لَا أَدْرِي. The kafir or the fajr will say, I don't know what's the answer for these three questions. I heard some people saying Al-Islam. I heard some people saying Muhammad. I heard some people saying Allah. So I said it. I will say it. So the hadith mentioned that the kafir, and since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask this the mu'mineen and the kuffar as well, because Muhammad sallallahu was sent to all of them, to the Muslim and to the non-Muslim as well. And people became Muslim by accepting the shahada of al-Islam. Also, these questions will be directed to the souls and the body as long as the body exists. If there is a body, so the speech will be directed to the souls and the body. And that's the opinion of the vast majority of the scholars. They also have a different opinion about, is all the nations, even nations before Muhammad ﷺ, will be asked the same questions? The Christians, the Jews, in the time of Musa and Isa, people who died before us, are they going to be asked or not? Abdul Haq al-Ishmiri said no. Abdul Bat said he doesn't have an opinion about that. Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen said yes, they will be asked, because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask this ummah, also other ummah should be asked as well. من باب أولى. طيب. There is anybody who will be protected from these questions? Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Uthaymeen said, for example, that prophets will not be asked these three questions. And he chose that. Also, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, if I'm not mistaken. Also, Imam Ahmad, there is a riwayah said the prophets will not be asked these questions. The Siddiqeen, the truthful ones. The Shuhada, the Prophet ﷺ said, al-Shaheed will not be asked, he will not face the fitna of the grave. And Nabi ﷺ said, كَفَى بِبَارِقَةِ السِّيُوفِ لَهُ فِتْنَةً. It's enough trial that he been through, he saw death with his own eyes. So he will not be going through that. Also, Nabi ﷺ said, the one who die while he's protecting the border of the Muslim, مِنَ الْفَتَّانِ يَقُولَ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم مِنَ الْفَتَّانِ that person who die while he protecting the borders, he will be protected from الْفَتَّانِ. الْفَتَّانِ, the angels who are going to ask him in his grave. And the hadith in Sahih Muslim. So, here we answer the question. Everybody going to be asked this question or not? The prophets, are they going to be facing these trials? Are other nations will be facing these trials? Are the Muslim and the Muslims alike will be asked this question? The last thing is, the people, also the scholars discuss, what about uncountable beings? Are they going to be asked this question? Uncountable beings, such children, people who are insane, are they going to be asked this question? Any واحد مجنون, kid die, are the angels going to ask him, who's your Lord, who's your prophet, what's your religion? Or only to countable beings? There is two opinion about this, famous two opinion. Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari rahimahullah in al-Maqalat claimed that, he said that the vast majority of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah and Imam al-Shafi'i and his students, Imam Ahmad and his students, they all goes with the opinion, yes, they are going to be asked. Some of the Hanabila said, no, they will not be asked. There is a lot of debate about this. But the correct opinion that they are not going to be asked, because there is no point from asking them. But the first group who said that they will be asked, they said because Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray janazah on the uncountable beings. We pray janazah on the children or not? We pray janazah on people who are insane or not? And in the janazah, we pray for them that Allah give them tathbeet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them. Sah? So they said that means they're going to face that fitna. But the other group said, no, that's not a correct opinion, because we pray janazah on them because we want Allah to make it easy on them in the grave. Not because they're going to be asked. Because they're going to have the press of the grave. They're going to be alone in the grave. It is a dark. They are isolated. It's a new place. So you ask Allah to make this easy on them. That's the reason that you pray for them. Not because they are going to face the trial. Ibn Aqil supported that. Ibn Abi Hanan, and I think Ibn Athimin also in modern days have chosen this opinion. One of the dua that the Prophet ﷺ taught us, and we as a Muslim should memorize this and should read it. Even Tawus used to say, if you didn't read it in your salat, you have to make sujood sahw. If you don't read this dua in your salat before tashahud, you make sujood sahw. And this is the opinion of Tawus, which is, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adab al-qabr, وعذاب النهن ومن عذاب جهنم ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن شر فتنة المسيح الدجال. They used to believe it is obligatory to say this in the salat. There is in the grave also punishment. The person will be punished. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran,
وَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ الْعَذَابِ النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب.
Allah told us about the people of Pharaoh that in the day and the night they are exposed to the fire. And when the day of judgment comes, they will be taken to that most severe punishment. So that means day and night in this dunya, where? In their grave. They will be burned. And in the day of judgment, they will be taken to the whole fire.
مِمَّا خَطِيئَاتِهِمْ أُغْرِقُوا فَأُدْخِلُوا نَارًا.
الفاء يسمون بالتعقيد. The people of Noah, they drowned, and immediately, we let them يعني suffer in the fire, and this is in their grave, or in the barzakh.
وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ الْيَوْمَ تُجْزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونِ.
Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the angel will say to the transgressor, to the wrongdoer, today, you will suffer. So it means the day of their death, not the day of judgment, that's upon taking their souls out of their body. So that's where, in the grave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لا تعلمهم نحن نعلمهم سنعذبهم مرتين ثم يردون إلى عذاب عظيم.
الله أكبر. Allah said the hypocrites, Allah said I will punish them twice, then later on they will go to the most severe punishment. But the most severe punishment later on is the hellfire. So what's the twice? The first one in the dunya, by the sorrow, the regret, the sorrow that they're going to have in their heart when they see the religion of Muhammad prevail. When they see that the Islam spreading and getting stronger and stronger. And hypocrites, why? What are they waiting? They're waiting for Islam to collapse so they can show the kufr. For every time the Islam will rise, their wish of showing the kufr will be very hard. They said it's not going to happen soon. It's not going to happen soon. So this is punishment. This is the first one. The second one, in the grave. Because I've never been punished physically. The Prophet ﷺ did not beat them, did not put them in jail, did not kill them. There is no physical punishment in dunya. So what are the two? The ulama said, the sahaba said, the first one in the dunya by seeing Islam prevailing and getting success, the success that happened to the Muslim, and the second time in their grave. Then later on they will be taken to the hellfire.
وَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا عَذَابًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
The transgressor, they will be punishment duna that, less than that. That's referring to what? To the hellfire. So there is a punishment less than the hellfire, which is in the grave. which is in the grave as it's been attributed or said by the Salaf radiallahu anhum arbaahum. So many of the Tabi'een have said that. Anyway, the ayat is so many. That's the verse in the Quran is so many. The hadith are mutawatira. Tawatira ma'nawiyyan. They are mutawatira. Generally speaking, nobody can see the punishments in the grave. Generally speaking. But sometimes Allah expose some of the punishment of the grave to some individual. Right, now, examples of what happened to the grave for the reward. Light in the grave, the person will see his place in Jannah, good smell of good fragrance will come to him, and cool and trees from Jannah, cool and green, pray in his grave, good actions look like good looking person to keep him company, a glad tiding of things that happened to his family or children after his death, which is mentioned by Mujahid. قال ابن القيم وإسناده صحيح إسناده عنه صحيح. Also, the persons will be giving bed. حتى أبو بكر جاء في تفسيره فلأنفسهم يمهدون يعني bed من المهد وهو bed from Jannah in his grave. As for the punishment, the person see his place in hellfire, portal to hellfire, darkness, beaten with a hammer until he turns or she turns to dust, then will be turned as the as was, bed of fire, his bad deeds will come look like a person of very bad, ugly looking to keep him a company or her. So this is some of what can happen to them in the grave. What is the Prophet ﷺ said most of the punishment of the grave happened because of urine. البول. أكثر عذاب القبر من البول. Either because you don't clean yourself properly, and this applies to both male and females, and also some scholars said that's because you don't cover yourself properly. You expose your awrah, especially for male. They expose their awrah in front of people. Sometimes they don't care about that because of the hadith said, كَانَ لَا يَسْتَنْزِهُ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ أَيَسْتَبْرُ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ فِي الْوَاءِ كَانَ لَا يَسْتَتِرُ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ كَانَ لَا يَسْتَتِرُ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ. And that person, the Prophet witnessed and saw that he is punished in his grave, because he doesn't cover himself when he urinating. Also, the scholar said, when the person also will make the place dirty around him. That's not allowed. That's not also allowed. Or make the urine will touch his clothes or her clothes without cleaning themselves properly after that. No doubt, one of the most important reasons for people to be punished in their grave is shirku billah, to commit shirk, hypocrisy, an-namima, gossip, backbiting, lying, giving false testimonies, consuming riba, usury, stealing, betraying, the person who break his fast before the time in Ramadan, the person who drag his clothes on the floor out of arrogance. The Prophet ﷺ said, بَيْنَمَا يَجُرُّ رَجُلٌ إِزَارَهُ إِذْ خُسِفَ بِهِ فَهُوَ يَتَجَلْجَلُ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Persons walking with arrogance, dragging his clothes with arrogance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him that he will die, and he will keep falling to the core of the earth, coming up and down until the day of judgment. Reported by Al-Bukhari. Locking up an animal and killing animal. Also, killing animals for no reason. That's why some people, they take this easy. He doesn't like, he go put the animal to sleep. No, yeah, he try to look for a shelter which is will not put the animal for sleep. Don't kill it. It's a soul. You just don't go and kill the animal. Unless this will be harmful. What can protect you from the punishment of the grave? At-tawheed. Believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. no doubt this is one of the best way to protect yourself. Good deeds. The Prophet said, As-salat, az-zakat, qiyam al-layl. All this will protect you in your grave from the punishment of the grave. Spending the night guarding the Muslim border, dying as shaheed, dying by abdominal illness, dying on the night or the day of Friday, reciting Surah Al-Mulk, Surah Tabarak, Surah 67 before you go to sleep. No doubt that the fire and the trees and the fragrance of the in the grave, different than the one we have in dunya, so don't compare them to each other. Don't compare them to each other. There's one thing also, when the person's in his grave, as long as the body exists, there will be always a relationship between the body and the soul. Even though the soul is not in the body, but still there is a relationship between them. There is a relationship between them. Now when you sleep, the Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that when you sleep, your soul leaves your body. That's right? When you sleep, your soul, that's why we call it minor death, your soul leaves your body, clearly in the Quran. Tayyib. If this is the case, when you sleep and your soul departs from your body, there is still connection between the soul and the body or not? If this is happening in the minor death, what do you think of the major death? There will be still a connection between the soul and the body as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how this will happen. Where is the soul's goes? First of all, we don't believe that the souls will, as Muslims, we don't believe that souls will cease to exist. We don't believe that. Some people thought that souls will not be exist, will just will die. No, souls will not die. There is things Allah created to be immortal, it means will never taste death, that's right? So it's immortal, it will never die, it will never vanish, immortal. One of it is the soul. Allah, when He created it, will never die, it will never die. Some scholars said, no, the death of the soul, because Allah said, everything shall taste death. Some said, okay, the death of the soul when it leaves the body, but that's it. So the conclusion, if what is meant by death is leaving the body, then souls can be said to die. However, if it means that it ceased to exist, then this is incorrect, absolutely incorrect, because the souls will remain, will not vanish. Where the souls will go? Where the souls of the believer will go. This is an issue of a big khilaf between the scholars. Some ulama said the souls are around the grave, roaming freely on earth, in Jannah, at the gate of Jannah, go to the same place it used to be before. Yeah, there's so many opinions. What's the bottom line of it? What's the conclusion? The conclusion, the strong opinion, that humans are in varying levels of belief and righteousness. The best, the highest are, who are the best of humans? Anbiya, prophets and messengers. And those will be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet said, Allahumma rafiq al-a'la. Upon his death, the Prophet said, O Allah, I ask you the company of the Most High. Allahumma rafiq al-a'la. Idhan al-anbiya, ayna arwahuhum? في حضرة الله عز وجل وفي السماء. ولذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى الأنبياء في الإسراء والمعراج. That's why the Prophet saw the souls of the prophets and the messengers in the sky in the time of the Isra والمعراج. 2. The soul of the شهداء. The souls of the شهداء. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, their souls are cast inside green birds, which is rest in lamps, hanging on Allah's throne. They fairly roam through the Jannah, then turn to their nests. And reported by Muslim. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, they are hanging on a lance of gold, hanging in the shadow of Allah's throne. So, what is the shaheed's soul goes, where the shaheed's souls goes, goes cast inside green birds. These green birds, where they live in golden lamps hanging on the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne. But what about the believers? But the rest of the believers? The rest of the believers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-hadith reported by al-Imam Malik and Ahmad, and Ka'b ibn Malik, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, surely the believer's soul is turned into a bird that sits in the trees of Jannah until Allah sends it to his body on the day that it will be resurrected. إِنَّ نَسَمَةَ الْمُؤْمِنِ طَائِرٌ يَعْلَقُ فِي شَجَرِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى يُرْجِعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَى جَسَدِهِ. So, the shaheed, his soul will be cast inside green birds hanging on lamps on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throne. The regular mu'min, his soul will take a shape of bird, which is different, will be resting in the tree of Jannah until the day of judgment comes, then it will be returned to their bodies. طيب. Some of the souls of the believers, not all the believers are like that, some of the believers' souls will be at the gate of Jannah. Well, not resting on trees, لا, at the gate of Jannah, stopped. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might allow it to enter. And the proof for that was the Prophet ﷺ once prayed, Hadith Jabir, and he said, who's from such and such tribe? Then a man said, Ana ya Rasulullah. Then he said, if you will pay your brother debt, your brothers or that person from your family, your tribe, his soul stopped at the gate of paradise. If you pay his debt, he will be taken to inside paradise. So his soul stopped where? At the gate of paradise. Also, some of the souls will not enter Jannah, and this is the soul of the sinners, but be punished in their grave. As mentioned in the hadith of Al-Bara' ibn Azib for Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, and hadith Thawban that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the soul departs from the body, and the person was free of arrogance, stealing from the war booties, and any debt, then the soul shall enter Jannah, reported by Imam Ahmad. So that means if it's commit one of these sins, will not enter Jannah, will not enter Jannah. And it will be basically locked on the earth, and it will be punished until it will be purified, until it will be purified. The souls of the disbeliever, it will be somewhere on this earth. Allah knows. We really don't know where is it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow their souls to go through the gates of the sky. The gate of the sky. That is was mentioned in the hadith in Nasa'i, Nasa'i rahimahullahu ta'ala. The souls stay until one day will come. It will be returned to the bodies when this is the resurrection day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They asked me, O Muhammad, about the souls. The souls, the matter of the soul, the knowledge of which is only with my Lord. And of knowledge, يعني the knowledge of it in the hand of my Lord. And the mankind been given only a little of knowledge, a little of knowledge. We don't have much of knowledge. Anyway, so, يعني, this is a part of the word of the life in the barzakh and what happened to it, into it. The souls rest in, or the souls will be in that place until a day will come where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect the dead. And inshallah, that will be something talking about in the next lecture.